A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 315. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A lot of rain in a short amount of time created havoc in a half dozen Utah canyons, most of them still covered with huge debris fields. I'm Simone Cycling.
Second, an extension cord used incorrectly led to a house fire in Ogden this morning and the deaths of three family dogs. The Ogden Fire Department's now reminding people, be careful. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
Well, we've had a KSL traffic trooper saying there is a crash northbound I-15 about 4500 south. I can't see it in the UDOT cameras, but we definitely have some slowing from 3900 south up to about 2100 south. Bigger delays are waiting for you northbound I-15 in Davis County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine up to 90 degrees. Still some isolated storms this evening. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 82 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump says he'll support new gun measures following the mass shootings, focusing on background checks and mental health.
President Trump says he believes there's tremendous support, both among Democrats and Republicans, to get something done on background checks in the wake of two mass shootings. The president has expressed support for the idea before, but nothing has come of it. But this time, the president says times are different.
We need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat.
Asked if his base supports further measures, the president indicated they will follow his lead. Jordan Phelps, ABC News, the White House.
Democrats running for president making the rounds at the Iowa State Fair this week to pitch their views to voters. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is in Des Moines and there at the fair telling us gun control is a major issue across the state following the shootings in both Dayton and El Paso.
You have ice cream cones and turkey legs, but then the candidates talking about very serious issues. Almost every single one of the presidential candidates is commenting on whether or not they think the president of the United States is enabling white supremacists. And they're all getting these very stark and poignant questions about gun safety reforms.
New details about the man accused of killing 22 people in the mass shooting at the Walmart in El Paso, Texas.
He admitted he was targeting Mexicans, according to an arrest warrant affidavit obtained by ABC News. Police and Texas Rangers saying in the hours after the shooting, while the 21-year-old alleged shooter was being interviewed, he admitted to bringing the AK-47 into the Walmart shopping center to target Mexicans. Many of the dead had Latino last names and eight were Mexican nationals. When he was caught, police say the alleged gunman surrendered, saying he was the shooter. Alex Stone, ABC News.
On Wall Street, the market's closing down today. The Dow shedding 90 points in a week that saw steep losses. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Severe Utah weather.
We continue to cover the mudslides in Little Cottonwood, Loafer, Payson Canyons overnight, other locations. Joining us on the newsline, UDOT's Zach Whitney is live with us. First, Zach, thanks for coming on. I know you're very busy this afternoon. Did we really have mudslides as deep as 15 feet?
Yeah, our crews found that there were some areas of Little Cottonwood Canyon where the debris, the mud, the rocks, 15 feet deep, which is a lot of debris that came out on those roads. There were nine different slides in Little Cottonwood Canyon we discovered, the largest one being about 100 yards of road that was covered.
And we had, is this true also, boulders the size of small cars in the road?
Yeah, so the debris that came across the road, there were large boulders, some of them 6 feet wide, which would be the size of small cars or, so that's a lot of heavy equipment that needs to be brought in to remove those type of heavy objects.
Okay, when you say you have to bring in equipment, what does that mean? What are you bringing in that moves 15 feet of earth and giant boulders?
Well, a lot of it's our construction equipment. A lot of our front loaders, we use a lot of plows to move some of the mud that gets on those roads. But a lot of it is just, it's a lot of the construction equipment that we use. We have to bring it up to the canyon and then dig out all of the dirt and lift up all those boulders and move them off the side of the road.
Okay, can I just run down the list of mudslides, and maybe you can tell us when the roads are going to open? Would that be okay?
Yeah, the ones that the state has jurisdiction over, I can provide some information on.
Okay, first, Little Cottonwood.
So right now, we don't have an estimated opening or an estimated full opening. What we're planning to do is this afternoon at 5 o'clock, we're planning to open up the canyon so that people can go up the canyon from 5 to 5:30. And then from 5:30 to 6, we're planning to bring people down that need to come down from the canyon. At 6 o'clock, we'll close the canyon again so that our crews can continue to work removing that debris. But we don't have an estimated time of when we expect to have that fully opened.
Are you expecting possibly you'll have Little Cottonwood open for the weekend?
That is the goal at this point. We know that there are some events coming up, and so we're going to work as hard as we can to make sure that everything is clear for some of those planned events.
Okay, which of the other mudslides is UDOT involved in cleaning up?
The other major one is on US 6 in Spanish Fork Canyon. Right now, our crews are dealing with a bit of an issue with the mud that is there. It's making the road extremely slick. And so what they're trying to do is wash the road off, to clean all that mud off. The goal right now is to have that road open at 6 p.m.
All right. And we have isolated storms in the forecast. You never know when they're going to pop up or where. I'd imagine your guys are keeping their eye on the sky this afternoon, huh?
Yeah, and that's the big concern. You know, one of the reasons we had all these mudslides was because of the weather, the heavy, wet spring and summer that we've had. And so we're watching that weather very vigilant to make sure that if anything else does come down, we're there and we're ready.
Hey, we really appreciate it. UDOT's Zach Whitney coming on live with us for the very latest from UDOT about the mudslides. The cleanup continues. KSL News Time 321. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, I finally found this crash that some of our listeners and traffic troopers have been trying to alert us to. It was a while before it showed up on the cameras. And I saw this crash northbound on I-15. It was reported about 2100 south. All I saw was one vehicle over to the right shoulder. But this is an accident involving multiple vehicles with possible injuries. Right now, you've had two left lanes blocked to traffic. This is at the Spaghetti Bowl, the I-80-201 interchange, approximately 2100 south, and that's what's causing your delays back to 45th south. This is in addition to the northbound slowing on I-15 from Draper up to Midvale. Now, on the flip side, going southbound, most of your busier traffic is waiting for you at Murray at 45th South through Midvale. After that, looking good all the way to Provo. Again, as we've been hearing, Highway 6 still closed both directions until about 6 o'clock tonight. Keep your fingers crossed. And that's between Thistle and Helper. Mark?
You got a wreck 138 South Bangor Highway to start the afternoon. And then you're okay on I-15 northbound coming out of downtown. But delays will greet you, of course, as always, approaching the north interchange of 215. You'll hit delays again. Shepherd Lane up to SR-193, 700 South Clearfield. Southbound delays already forming. Riverdale down to Clearfield and Highway 89. That's just as bad, taking on the overflow from the I-15 split up in through Fruit Heights. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the 7-day forecast. Grant Wayman.
Sunshine today, 90. Still not ruling out some isolated thunderstorms that could pop up this evening. Tomorrow it'll be a windy day and sunny, and a high of 93. And sunshine on Sunday, we're a little cooler. High only 89. 88 the high on Monday, lots of sunshine. Up to 91 on Tuesday, mostly sunny. Sunshine 93 on Wednesday, and 94 Thursday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
77 in Salt Lake City, 85 in Provo as we head toward the weekend.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
On KSL News Radio.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without.
Are you an overthinker? Hi, Rick Edelman here, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. In 3 decades of serving folks like you here at Edelman Financial Engines, we've met a lot of folks who were trapped because they were overthinking their financial decisions. We get it. This can be scary stuff. You work really hard and you make a lot of sacrifices to save all your money. And, well, just imagine if you make a mistake. Bad investment choices, the wrong mortgage, incorrect insurance coverage. It's enough to keep anyone awake at night. So here are 2 pieces of advice to help you solve the problem. First, realize that most decisions can be changed. And second, it's not just you, it's we. You don't have to go it alone. Let us help you. You'll get our experience and our expertise. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines. It's one decision you don't have to overthink. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Edelman Financial can help you just like they've helped thousands of people. Visit edelmanfinancial.com.
Amanda here with Sally Dietlein from Hale Center Theater. It was so good to have you on the morning show, Sally. Talking about Cinderella and Freaky Friday and season tickets for 2020. But let's talk about how Hale Center Theater is so wonderful for families.
That's what we like to specialize in, is for families. Do you know, we even do some Saturday mornings with 9 a.m. shows for three-year-old children. It's amazing. That would be like something for Cinderella. And they come in their little princess costumes. It's so amazing. And on our season tickets, actually, if for families, will begin at $34 per show.
What a great price.
Which is an amazing price. And we also have half-price tickets for children K through 12. K through 12. That means even a young adult can come on a ticket to bring a date for half price.
It's affordable.
It's such a fun thing. It's affordable. We like to say that we play for ages 5 through 105, families in tow.
Hale Center Theater, 984-9000 or hct.org.
My mom was a guiding light, a light that shone brightest when wearing bell bottoms under a disco ball. I know Mom wouldn't want us to cry now. She'd want us to dance. Who's with me?
We all want to be remembered for what makes us, us. Valley View Memorial Park and Funeral Home or any of our local Dignity Memorial providers can help. Visit DignitySaltLake.com to learn more. Dignity Memorial, life well celebrated.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. Amazon is investigating whether Amazon Echoes are being built by children in China. China Labor Watch claims that Foxconn is illegally hiring children young as 16 to work the overnight shift on the Amazon Echo assembly line. On Wall Street today, it was a sour finish to the work week. Stocks were broadly lower after turbulent trading over the China-U.S. trade war. Tech and retail companies lost the most. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Walmart, all suffering. The Dow gave up 90 points, closing the week at 26,287. The S&P fell 19. The NASDAQ composite dropped 80 points.